Yeah, man. Tech G, baby. Those of y'all interested, class starts January 10th, 2023. So go subscribe to my other channel. Getting people certified out in these streets. Hey, did y'all see the Kanye West, Alex Jones interview? So it's all over Twitter, all over YouTube. Dude, I just watched a piece of it. I'm trying to understand. Is hey, what up, man? It's Trans G. Nah. I'm about to take your wrench. How dare you call me Trans G? Boy, you out your damn mind, Royce. How dare you? Hey, but did y'all see the Kanye West? So here's the thing, man. I'm a little confused about Kanye now. Is Kanye West, is he bipolar? Like legit bipolar? Is Kanye West, is he like really trying to expose the small hats? Or is Kanye West purposely trying to do everything in his power to just self-sabotage himself, right? And so, if you haven't seen this Alex Jones, Kanye West interview, Kanye West is on Alex Jones' show. He got his full mask on, covering his entire face. And he's on the show talking about how he loves Hitler. Like, Kanye actually says this. He's like, I love Hitler. And then he starts giving off these reasons, like Hitler invented the highways. He's talking about the Autobahn system. And Hitler invented microphones, and which allowed him to be a musician. And it's so weird, because even Alex Jones is kind of bugged out. Now, listen, if you know anything about Alex Jones is probably the king of conspiracies on the entire internet, right? Even he was kind of taken aback somewhat by some of the stuff Kanye was saying, where he was trying to give a little pushback and clarify some of the statements. But I'm just trying to, I'm really a little confused with Kanye right now. I was rocking with him when he was out here exposing the small hats. And obviously he's still doing that. But after seeing what the small hats have done to him by stripping him of like damn near $1 billion in his wealth, now they just hit him. Well, I don't know if it's they, but we're going to assume it's they, quote unquote, they. They just hit him with this thing talking about he owes $50 million in taxes. His ex-wife, she just won $200,000 a month in child support for this dude. All his friends are turning on him. All his deals are falling apart. I'm a little confused as to what Ye is currently doing right now. Is he purposely trying to self-sabotage himself by going even harder? Because, look, it's one thing when you talk about the small hats, right? And then all of a sudden people start calling you anti-Semitic. But when you, like, start, when you get on a public platform as big as Alex Jones, even though he's, like, in the off the internet, but he's still accessible to probably millions of people, and you get on there and you start talking about how you love Hitler, now it's like, bruh, now you're like really taking it to the next level. That's almost like if you're a regular person and you say you love Hitler, that's the equivalent of you disrespecting some black person's mama, where a nigga got to come whoop your ass now. Like it's almost like Hitler. It's almost like Kanye is over here, you know, talking about these niggas' mama to a certain extent, if you understand what I'm saying. So I'm really trying to understand what is he doing here, because he is not about, and look, he's not about to win favor, right? And I'm not saying that he should be bowing down and kissing the rings like Kyrie Irving did, but it seems like he's like making it even more complicated and challenging. He's like, I don't even know how to explain it, man. I'm really confused as to what my man's Ye is doing, man. I just don't know. Because like I said, he's out here talking about he loved Hitler and stuff, and look, here's the thing about, you know, when people say that, right? You know, people be like, oh, Hitler, he did all this stuff to the small hats. I get it. What people often fail to See, Hitler is one of those tricky people in history, right? Hitler and the Nazis, they can be credited for doing a lot of stuff. Like, any of y'all own a Volkswagen car? Any of y'all out here driving around in Volkswagens? Y'all can thank Hitler and the Nazi party for that. They came up with the damn Volkswagen. We all know about Adidas, founded by a member of the Nazi party. Everybody loves Adidas. Well, used to love them up until about 2 months ago, right? What else? The Autobahn. I've been to Germany before. The Autobahn, basically, from my understanding, I could be, like I said, this is from my slight understanding, but basically kind of reinvented or rejuvenated the highway systems that we all love today. Like, you go jump on your local interstate somewhere. I think a lot of that came from direct influence from the Autobahn system. And the Autobahn is attributed to the Nazi party. Rockets and spaceships. Everybody's clapping at Elon Musk every time he sends. Matter of fact, I can see them rockets from my house. Every time Elon Musk blasts a rocket off in space, all I got to do is go outside and I can see him going up. Well, you can thank the Nazi party for, like, perfecting rocket technology and all that crap. Now, I want to say the Nazis even perfected submarine technology. It's like, basically what I'm saying is the Nazis and Hitler, they was like, during that era, based on my understanding, they was out there like inventing and perfecting a lot of shit that we all use today and just kind of take for granted for. So it's like when people talk about that, they be like, oh, Hitler and the Nazis are bad because of, you know, obvious events that, you know, people say happened. But at the same time, it's like, you say Hitler didn't create neither one. The scientists did. U.S. hid and changed the identities of all those. Well, listen, we all know Hitler didn't do it. What I'm saying is it's kind of like, come on, Fantastic. You in the military. It's like you go out there and do something and then all your chain of command gets credit for it, even though you're the one that did it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of on that same line of thinking. But regardless, there's like this. You got like all this bad stuff they did, but at the same time, there's like all this so-called good stuff they did that we all kind of benefit from, or whatever the case may be. But anyways, regardless of all that, I'm just trying to understand what's the end goal here? Because everything he's saying, let me tell you what else Kanye did. And I actually thought this was funny. So Kanye was on Alex Jones' show, and they got to talking about Benjamin Netanyahu. I think that's the prime minister of Israel, right? Kanye had said something about how he loves Jews and Hitler or something like that. And then he was like, well, let's find out what Netanyahu has to say. So Kanye, let me tell you what this nigga does. This nigga pulls out a net. Y'all know like a net that you go to fish something out of the fish tank? He pulls up a net and he puts a bottle of Yahoo, the drink, the chocolate drink Yahoo, Yoo-hoo. He puts the... He pulls out a net and a Yoo-hoo, and he starts talking like, it's like, so Netanyahu, what do you think about this? And Kanye's like, oh, Kanye, yada, 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 I think this, that, and the third. So basically, you put the net and the Yahoo together, that's Netanyahu. Nigga, I saw that, I almost fell over laughing. I was like, Kanye, boy, he really out here doing the most. He really out here doing the most. That joker put out a net and a Yoo-hoo drink, talking about this is Netanyahu. Yeah, Hood Servative. I know you're gonna do a live on this one. I know Hood Servative gonna do his breakdown on this one. But like I say, I'm just trying to understand what's really going on. Like, what is the end goal here? Cause like I say, he done pissed these people off so much. This latest rant about how he's over here declaring his love for Hitler and Nazis, dude, I'm just like, you know. I don't know if there's any coming back from that one for Kanye at all. Like, I don't think he could I don't think Kanye could disappear for 5 years, come back, you know, sprinkle a little bit of white Jesus juice on him and come back and the small hats are going to forgive him. I don't understand what Kanye is really trying to do. He said, this isn't funny anymore. I think it's funny now. I think it's funny. Everybody can be laughed at, shit. Y'all be laughing. People be laughing at black folks and everybody else all the time. Shoot, we can laugh at this group too. Shout out to Dave Chappelle, damn it. But I think it's funny. Now, how you love that? But so what's the end result going to be here, man? Is Kanye really trying to become homeless? Because I think he said he can't even access his own money anymore. So I'm just lost and confused here. What's the end result here going to be? Anybody got any predictions? Are we going to see Kanye West outside of a 7-Eleven rapping one of his greatest songs? Talking about Jesus walks in front of a 7-Eleven as he's asking for a cigarette. Is that where Kanye is trying to go? Because by the time Ye is done, he's going to be in my tax bracket. Somebody said they're going to try to put him in the insane asylum. Yeah, I think they're gonna try to get him pilled up, put him in one of them jackets, some little stray jackets. He's gonna be in a rehab facility. Small hats are very vindictive. Kanye will find out. Yeah, I don't know, man. So he's just gonna be a pie. It'd be funny if Kanye became a YouTuber and be in the Black Manosphere. I'd be like, nigga. I'd be like, bruh. But yeah, man. Anyways, I just want to talk about that real quick. Like I say, your boy Yeezy, he's out here doing the most. Adidas froze his accounts. Kanye is over. He will be home for the mentally ill. The Mossad, how do you pronounce Mo? What is that? What? All right, whatever. Ain't no joke. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he's proved this point, right? He's proved this point, a point that we all knew. Yeah, you just watched the Netanyahu clip. Yeah, Kanye wilding with that one. But I think he proved this point, a point that we all knew. Like, it ain't like it's a damn secret. Even back in the 90s when I was in high school, I heard talk about the small hats. Like, you know what I'm saying? This has been around. As a matter of fact, go watch Jason Whitlock. Go watch his show that he did like a day or two ago where he had one of the leaders of the Hebrew Israelites on the show. And anyways, it was a very good episode. It was like he did it like 2 days ago because the Hebrew Israelites were outside of the Barclays Center protesting or something like that. But anyways, Jason Whitlock opened up the show playing old clips of Phil Donahue from back in the 90s. And it just brought back so many memories because what Jason Whitlock was saying, he was like, man, back in the late 80s and 90s, man, TV was lit. You turn on Phil Donahue, they got Farrakhan on there going in on the small hats. Next episode, they might have David Duke and some Klans members going in on black folks. Like, it was just normal TV. Nobody was getting canceled. Nobody was whining and crying and complaining. It was just good entertainment. It was just like, wow, these white folks is really out here just doing the most. Or these niggas over here really hate white. I mean, it was amazing back then. But he brought up them old episodes. And like I said, it brought back memories of when I was a young kid coming home from school. We used to go home and watch all them damn TV shows because it was about to be lit, especially if they had a race topic on there. And now you look at it now, you can't say it. Yeah, he had the Khalid Muhammad was on there. You get up on here now, you can't say a damn thing without everybody running around crying. Oh, you're racist. You're anti-Semitic. You're this, you're that. It's like, man, we was all that shit back in the day and we was loving it. Back in the 80s and 90s, we was all that. We was getting it in. That's why it's like, that's why it's so hard for somebody like me to, you know what I'm saying? These youngins that be getting so offended, these Gen Zs and these late millennials or whatever the hell. You know, my fucking nerves, man. You can't joke around these people for crap. Yeah, the 90s was lit. We didn't give a fuck back then. That's where we need to go back to, not giving a fuck. Just letting your feels fly and people getting offended. It made you tougher. It put some, you know what I'm saying? It made your bones stronger. I mean, think about how weak and soft. Let me tell y'all something, right? My oldest son is 16. You know, my son has never been in a fight before. I got my oldest son taking martial arts and jiu-jitsu, right? It's partly because he wanted to, but it's partly because I don't want my son getting his ass whooped. My son is 16 and has never been in a fight before. Now, you would think that's a good thing. Your son's not out here fighting, yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, my son, if he got into a fight, he would probably get knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? By the time I was 16 years old, I probably been in about 1,000 fights. I got thrown out of school my ninth grade year for fighting. I got expelled the last 2 weeks of school for fighting. I've been fighting ever since I was like 4 years old. Got scars on my body since going all the way back then. And I just think about like, damn, my son ain't never been in a fight before. Now, granted, he ain't never grew up in an environment where he had to get into a fight. But I'm just thinking back when I was a kid, meet me at the playground at 3 o'clock was real, B. That was life. It was either you going to show up or you going to punk out and people going to clown you. I got met at the playground at 3 o'clock. I got beat up quite a few times. I beat some people up. You know what I'm saying? That was life. That was just how we got it in. I remember one time I was about to get jumped. I had to be like 6, 7 years old. I was about to get jumped by like 5 kids at the playground. I ran home. Mama, they finna whoop my ass. I was on some stuff like that. Man, my mama was like, you finna get your ass back out there. So my mama walked me back out there to go confront like 5 kids, right? And she saw this big old stick. She's like, pick that stick up. And you better, I remember mama said this. She said, you better swing that motherfucker and knock one of them out. I looked at my mom like, this chick crazy. So obviously I did what my mama said. I picked the stick up and I swung it and I hit some kid on the leg and broke the stick. And then I dropped the stick and ran. But you know what I'm saying? Even back then, you know, parents, they encourage you to fight because they knew what the damn deal was. It's like, I couldn't go home and be like, yo, some kids want to beat me up. My parents would be like, you better go outside and figure out how to win. Nowadays, it ain't like that. So I think a lot of that plays into this mentality of these weak-minded people that we have today that you see all over social medias and the Twitters, always on some cancel culture stuff and this, that, and the third, because these motherfuckers was never outside hitting niggas with sticks and getting punched in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think getting punched in the face at an early age builds character. It teaches you how to be a man or a woman. It teaches you how to defend yourself and maneuver through life and deal with adversity and all that stuff and become resilient. You know what I'm saying? These youngins ain't got that. And I noticed this when I was getting out the military. When I first joined the Army in 2002, basic training, I had drill sergeants that came from that era of cursing privates out. Like, they would have us in there calling us motherfuckers, threatening to take us behind the woodshed or to the wood line and beat us up. Like, that was life, and we just expected it. My last 2 or 3, probably about 4 years in the military, when I came back from Afghanistan, I noticed that a lot of the privates, because I was working around a lot of people who came from basic training at this time, they were like some super extra soft people. They would always pull out these stress cards, talking about sergeant such and such, I'm stressed, drill sergeant, I'm stressing. And you got people, they ain't even been in the military a whole year, getting medically separated for PTSD because they barely made it through basic training. I'm just like, how is this possible? And then they be outside doing the PT test, right? And they be going to the sick hall, talking about their bones hurt, their wrists hurt. I mean, they lived in a sick hall at the hospital, always complaining about some shit hurting. And I was just like, man, when I was your age, when I first joined the Army, I was jumping out of fire. I remember I jumped out of an airplane when I was 20. I went to airborne school at Fort Benning. My very first jump, I jumped out the plane. I was the last person out the plane on the right side, right? So they take us we're in airborne school for 3 weeks. We get to the third week, jump week, where we go to the plane. So we got our full BDUs on. They make us run to the airfield in boots, right? And the airfield is like 3 miles down the street. So we get down there, they put on all of our damn gear. So we sitting around with our damn parachute on, our front loaded parachute, all strapped in, can't touch nothing. Your nuts hurt. This thing is highly uncomfortable. Then they put you in this big ass line and march you onto the back of this C-130, which is an airplane. So you get into the back of the C-130. I'm the last person in line. That means I'm the last person to, well, hello. Let me see. Yeah, I'm the last person in line. That means I'm the last person to go out the door. So I get to the damn door. I don't train for 2 weeks, right? I know what I got to do. But here I am, the moment I'm about to jump out of a plane that's 2,000 feet in the air, flying like 500 miles an hour. And I just said, fuck it, if I die, I die. I jumped out the plane, right? So I feel the wind tussling me around. And then all of a sudden, it's like this peace and tranquility. Like 4 seconds later, my parachute deploys, right? And I'm floating to the ground. I'm mesmerized. It's like the most peaceful, tranquil thing I've ever experienced in my life. It was almost like an orgasm. Like, that's just how exhilarating the feel was, right? So I'm floating to the ground, sightseeing like a mug, because now I'm looking to my left. I see people freaking out, pulling their reserve chutes, because they got to go chase them springs. But anyway, that's another story. Here's the thing. I totally forgot everything they taught me, right? There's a certain way you're supposed to land. It's called a PLF, a parachute landing fall. You land with your legs together to make one big strong land, and then you hit your body at certain points. So if you ever hear somebody in the Army say something about, I'm gonna put a foot in your fourth point of contact, they're talking about, well, your fourth point of contact is your ass, right? That's the fourth thing that's supposed to hit the ground. So anyways, I forget all that crap because I'm in the air floating around like, I can't believe I just jumped out of a plane. I land with my legs apart, and then I hit this, well, what it is, let me back that up. I'm coming down, and the battalion sergeant major, he's on the airfield with his bullhorn, and his truck is parked directly up under where I'm supposed to be landing. So I'm like on the verge of landing in the back of his damn pickup truck, and he's on the ground with a bullhorn yelling at me, talking about, I better slip to the left, slip to the right, which means you got to pull your risers, and then that'll cause you to go left or right. And I'm just like, well, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. So anyways, I slipped a little bit. But anyways, I got to the ground. I had my legs spread, and I hit the ground on this hard spot. And nigga, I dropped like a sack of rocks, right? A sack of rocks hit the ground. Dude, my back was in so much pain. And this is what actually caused me to get out the military 13 years later. Like that injury never left me. It haunted me for 13 years, which resulted in me getting medically separated. But anyways, I'm telling y'all to say this, right? Back in 2003, we were so gung-ho. So we was all geeked up off this Rambo G.I. Joe fantasy that even with this hurt back, this damn injury that I just experienced, I didn't even go to the goddamn hospital because I didn't want to get kicked out of airborne school because I had four more jumps to do. So for the next week, I'm damn near limping and running through this excruciating pain because I want to complete my next four jumps so I can get my damn airborne wings and become airborne qualified and tell everybody else to kiss my ass. And so I went through all that, got my airborne wings. Life after that, I mean, my physical fitness levels slowly started declining because of that injury. But during the time I was going through it, I was so geeked up. I didn't want to go to the hospital. I didn't want to take no pain pills. I didn't want to be seen as a weakling. Fast forward to the present day with these troops coming into the military, all of them some little bitches for the most part, man. The slightest injury, they bang their toe, get a little paper cut from wiping their ass, they going straight to the hospital crying and complaining, getting pain pills galore, trying to, it's just like, this is the mentality of these people, man. Yeah, shout out, Royce know what I'm talking about. He did 20 years in the military. But this is the mentality of these people, man. These youngins didn't grow up getting punched in the face to where they had to learn how to defend themselves, to where, you know, you had to go out there and deal with some confrontations in life. So now here we are in 2022. You say the wrong thing, everybody's clutching their pearls, crying and bitching online all day to where you can't say nothing. Now they're going to cancel you because you hurt my feelings. But back in the 90s, you turn on Phil Donahue, you turn on, what was another good one back in the day? Sally Jesse Raphael, hell, even Oprah. Oprah was lit back in the day with her talk show before it got all crazy and corny. Everybody was getting their feelings hurt. Everybody was getting either figuratively or literally punched in the face somehow, some way, and you had to learn how to deal with that adversity to where nobody was quick to want to yell out, oh, we're going to cancel you because you said something we didn't like. Now we got a whole generation of people that don't really go outside. They're all in their fields all day trying to slide in DMs and are doing all this goofy weirdo shit. And they're so quick to want to cancel you because their damn feelings is hurt. And now this is where we are. So now when I look at Kanye, and he's a couple years older than me. I think he's like 45, 46. Grew up in Chicago. So he comes from that same era I come from. Probably in a more extreme environment because he grew up in Chicago and I see what he's doing, but I'm like, damn, Kanye, you doing this and I get what you're doing, but you're like antagonizing a bunch of people that are just a bunch of snowflakes, man. Like they just can't handle any criticism whatsoever. And unfortunately, they are connected to a lot of people who are in positions of real power that can severely affect you monetarily or affect your career to where you might at worst, you know, drop down to the level of the regular normies that you once were 20 something years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to understand, like, Where is he going with this? What is the end result going to be? Especially when it comes to these nutcases he's dealing with. You know what I mean? Because we're not dealing with a bunch of people that can just, you know what I'm saying, get punched in the face and learn how to defend yourself next time. These people don't want to get punched in the face. they don't want to shoot the fair one, man. Shout out from Ireland. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to all my Lucky Charms people out there, man. Do your thing, man. The leprechauns, what I'm talking about. Somebody said I could have got paralyzed. Yeah. Listen, I was 23 years old, man. I was 23, extremely good shape. I ain't give a fuck. I ain't had no wife, no kids back then. I could have got killed jumping out the plane. You talking about I could have got paralyzed. I could have got killed jumping out the plane. My parachute, because there are quite a few instances parachutes don't open up. Matter of fact, I'll give you another story. So my last jump, so we had to do 3 daytime jumps, 2 nighttime jumps, and then one of the jumps is called a Hollywood jump, right? So anyways, so I'm the last one out the bird again. So let me go back to my second jump, right? So the second time we had to jump, this time I made sure I was the first person to go out the plane. Because what it was, when I went out that jump, even though I injured myself, I couldn't wait to go back out and jump out that plane again. Like, that was the most exhilarating thing of my life at that point. You know what I'm saying? It was like the next best thing to pussy, as far as I was concerned. So I was the first one out the plane. As soon as that light turned green, I jumped out like a motherfucker. Was like, I think I actually shouted, like, woohoo! But anyways, my last jump was a nighttime jump. Now this, I was actually kind of scared. So let me tell you what happened. So I'm the last one on the right. And then there's this lieutenant, this butter bar on the left side of the plane. Right? So you got 2 lines of 15 going out each side of the plane. And you're supposed to go, let's just say the person on the right goes first. A half a second later, the person on the left is supposed to go. Because what happens is when you jump out the plane, you got people going out the left and the right. Well, what's going to happen? You're going to meet each other under the plane and potentially collide with each other, right? So they try to stagger the jumps as best they can. So I go out. No, the lieutenant goes out. I think he went out like a half a second before me, and I go out. And so we almost meet each other under the plane. So he's slightly lower than me in the jump. Let me tell you what happens. His parachute opens up right up under me, right? And so this is kind of a dangerous thing, because what happens is he potentially, what they call it, he could steal my air. He could steal the air that my parachute's supposed to catch, which would potentially cause me to free fall to the ground. So his parachute opens up in front of me. Do you know, in midair, I literally was standing on top of his parachute, and it obviously was so much air coming up that I actually, there was enough strength, there was enough tension on the parachute where I actually had to jump off the damn parachute. Like, I know it's kind of hard for y'all to, if you've never done this before, it's kind of hard for you to envision this crap, but he goes out the plane first. I go out like a half a second later. So he's like slightly lower than me, falling to the ground. Then his parachute opens up, and when his parachute opens up, it's right below my feet, meaning he's catching all the air that my parachute is supposed to be catching, which means my parachute might not fully inflate to obviously bring me down. But when his parachute opened up, I was literally standing on top of his parachute, and it was so much air that there was enough tension in it for me to actually jump off, like use the thing to jump off his parachute. So basically, picture this, I'm like 2,000 feet in the fucking air, jumping off of somebody else's parachute just so I can jump over to get my parachute some air so I can float down to the ground. Now keep in mind, this is all at like 9 o'clock at night, pitch black outside. So that was a little terrifying. Yeah. I mean, well, you said, did I have to run? Well, like I say, it was like a slight run slash jump. You know what I'm saying? Because his chute deployed right under my feet. And so first thing that went through my mind was, holy shit, I'm about to free fall. I'm about to fall all the way to the ground, and it's going to be a, y'all ain't going to see me on YouTube in 20 years. That's the first thing that went through my mind was my YouTube channel. But yeah, man. So anyways, so that's my airborne story, man. Yeah, I was in the 300 club once upon a time. That's when you, I can't remember what it was, but I maxed out everything. I was out there getting it in life. Somebody says Michael Rappaport says something about Ye. What'd he say? What'd he say? Yeah, man. Yeah, me and Royce, we loving them benefits, Keep It Techie. Royce, I'm at 90%, man. I'm trying to figure out how to get that extra 10. Because if I can get that extra 10%, I ain't got to pay property taxes. I ain't got to pay property taxes on my house. So I got to figure out how to get that extra 10. Hey, Royce, did you see the newsletter? They say our benefits are finna go up next year. Oh, yeah, I forgot Keep It Techie, he on it too. There was a little VA newsletter that came out today talking about our benefits are finna go up. I think, I can't remember what they're adjusting it for, but we finna be getting Mo's money. And shout out to Citizen Lou. I don't know if Citizen Lou is listening to this, but I remember I was watching Citizen Lou about a week ago, and he was going in on some other YouTuber that collects 100% VA. And Citizen Lou, he was talking about, basically he was kind of clowning. I mean, he wasn't clowning all of us, but he was basically clowning, talking about how we collecting free money off the government. I'm like, shit, you damn right. You damn right. Oh, yeah, it's going up 8.7%. That's right. I'm like, you damn right we collecting. Because what it is, those of y'all don't know, right? Those of us who get VA disability, that shit is 100% tax-free, in case you guys didn't know that. So, matter of fact, I just got paid today. Oh, we all got paid today. So, it's 100% tax-free income. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, we had to put in time and injuries to get that, but you know what I'm saying? If you qualify and get it, 100% tax-free income, and I'm at 90%. So, shout out to America, man. What up, AM1? Kanye is clearly a tool of manipulation. I don't know what Kanye's goal is. I'm lost. Like I say, he out here talking about he loved Hitler, right? I'm like, that, like I said earlier, that's like you over here talking about somebody's mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if you talk about the small hats and they run everything, but you go around talking about you love Hitler, all of a sudden, dude, they finna try to crucify you. So I'm trying to figure out, what's Kanye's end goal here? Like, he has to know what he's saying is about to piss these people off even more. That has to be an end goal in his mind somewhere. I would like to know what it is. We need somebody who speaks Kanyanese to come out and explain it to us. Yeah, VA stay winning, man. That's right, man. Join the army, baby. Or the military in general. So yeah, that's my rant for the day, man. January 10th, and y'all interested in learning tech, I'm teaching classes live over the internet. So go to my other channel, Tech G, and book your free consultation. So he's being told to be a distraction. Alex was asking him direct questions about real agendas, threats, and Kanye sidestepped him. Look, I don't know. I don't know if Kanye's being told to be a distraction. Distraction from what is the thing I would ask next. Like, what is he being a distraction to? Like, I don't understand it, but I don't know if he would allow somebody to use him as a distraction, because his ego is so ridiculously huge. I think he's doing this just to do it. And I think he has a legit gripe with who he has a gripe with they. And I think he's probably fed up to the umpteenth level. I just don't 100% completely give a fuck anymore. But with all that being said, he has to know that they're just going to keep coming at him every which way now. Like, they're not going to stop until he's homeless. Like, I think that's, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Thomas, man. So, I got 20 more minutes, man. And my son's in here learning, I think he's at jiu-jitsu. 16 years old, man. So, yeah, like I say, my son wanted to do it, but I wanted him to do it, because I'm like, oh, man, I cannot have my son going out here getting fucked up in these streets, man. He ain't never been in a fight before. 16 years old, man. And it just dawned on me that it was. I thought about it, damn, my son really has never been in a fight. So I was like, man, you're going to have to learn how to defend yourself. So we got him doing martial arts. I got his brother doing it. But like I said, kids, they don't really fight like how we used to come up fighting. It's just like not a fit. The meet me at the playground at 3 o'clock doesn't exist anymore, to my knowledge. I think kids would just rather just shoot up to school. I don't think they into that fight. I think they just rather just go through and start shooting shit up. So I think he's in on all of this New World Order type of stuff. That same people he's pointing out, the same people behind the Balenciaga shit, same people behind Epstein Island. Yeah, I did my videos on Jerry Jones, Solitaire. So, listen, I think, hey, what up, Professor? What up, PBO? I think Jerry Jones, listen, all you got is a picture of Jerry Jones at like 14 years old standing there. That's the only picture you got. Like I told y'all, you look at the picture, he's actually kind of standing behind the row of reporters. So there's a legit case to be made that he was just there as a spectator, right? But here's the thing. Like I said in my other videos, what did y'all think he was supposed to be doing back then? You know what I'm saying? He's 14 years old in Jim Crow, Arkansas. What was he supposed to do? Was he supposed to go over there and try to prevent them other kids from not harassing the black students? They would have whooped his ass. And so think about that. And then think about today, how nobody goes up to all these little Pookie Ray Rays and all them and prevents them from picking on the little educated nerds that are trying to learn to educate. I mean, it's the same shit. You be having some niggas out there picking on kids who just want to go to school and do the right thing. I don't see nobody going up to them little niggas and trying to stop them from bullying people. So what makes you think Jerry Jones was going to stop them little white Pookies and Ray Rays from bullying them black kids back in the day at 14? Like, what did y'all, what were people thinking was supposed to happen with a 14-year-old kid back then? You know what I'm saying? So niggas be looking at this stuff and they be looking at this from the mindset of a grown person in today's terms and what they would do if they were grown. Like, dude, this is a 14-year-old kid in Jim Crow. The hell you think was supposed to go on? He was supposed to be standing right there looking there. The hell you thought was supposed to happen back then? But that's my two cents on it. You know, it's just another thing black folks want to cry and complain about. Everything is racist to black folks. Everything. Black folks are just addicted to the crap, man. And that's really what's going to hold black folks down. They can't get over this shit. Yeah, I did. Yeah, just go check out the videos. I was clowning people on who was on TikTok crying about it. Says there's no such thing as black people bullying or harming others. Yeah. Tell that to the niggas that get shot every other night. you from the Bay Area. Tell that. I'm pretty sure it's crazy as hell out there. Yeah, but anyways, I'm just saying. What y'all think he was supposed to do, man? AM1's about to be a part of the Uncut Underground, y'all. I think he got him a time slot. If y'all ain't signed up to the Uncut, you need to go check it out. Ty City be having me dying. That nigga's funny as hell, man. Ty City, that is a funny motherfucker, man. If y'all ain't part of that, y'all need to go get that man $10. Ty City be cracking me the fuck up. That shit funny as hell. But go check out Uncut Underground. AM1's about to be a part of the crew over there. So it's actually pretty lit. I actually fucks with it. Yeah, Son on Son never gets this type of backlash. Yeah, man. Go to Ock Nation News. He talks about son-on-son violence all the time. All the time. Ock Nation, stay with it. Yeah. He said underground. Yeah. It's going to go down, man. That's cool that you're going to be a part of it. Yeah. So y'all go check that out, man. I fucks with it, man. Like I say, Ty City, he be cracking me the hell up, man. That nigga funny as hell. Yeah. Black folks can do no wrong. I know, man. We're all saints, man. All Saints, B. Niggas never do nothing wrong. All right, I'm just killing time, man. I'm sitting in the whip waiting on my son to finish practice. They in there doing whatever the hell they do. My son's getting pretty good, though. I'll be sitting there looking at him. I'm like, man, my son might try to whoop my ass one day. I'm over here like, ah, man, I hope my son don't think he can whoop my ass. But then again, I'm like, shit, my son might try to put them paws. Now, he ain't going to do that to his old man, but... You know, that would be fucked up, though, if my son came through and tried to pin my ass to the ground. I'm like, oh, shit. That'll be the day he got to get out of my house. I'm going to tell you that right now. My son came up to me after learning all this martial arts crap and whooped my ass. That's the day that nigga got to get out. I don't care how old he is. You got to go. You old enough to whoop me. You old enough to go live on your own. Get the hell out of my house. That'll be the day he has to go. Nah, I ain't got time to train with him, man. I started working back out, right? Because, you know, I got a gym in my garage, man. So here's the thing. I get up at 4:30 in the morning because it's the only time I can work out. So I've been getting up at 4:30, going to my garage and doing cardio and lifting weights. Because I thought about doing this, but I don't have time because, like I say, starting in January, I teach IT classes at night for my business, Tech G. I got quite a few students enrolled. And so I'll be teaching twice a week, A+, Net Plus, Security Plus courses, trying to get these people certified in all three certs and then helping them, you know, doing whatever I can to try to help them get a job or whatever. I ain't got time to work out at night. You know what I'm saying? And then the days that I'm not teaching are the days I got to bring them to martial arts practice. You know what I mean? So only time I can work out, I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning, work out before I go to work because I ain't got no other, I literally have no other time during the day to do it. What are your thoughts on FBA ADOS potentially being labeled as a hate group? I heard something about that. I think it's a little BS. But I do think they kind of borderline brought this on themselves based off of how hard they go on Africans and Caribbeans. I mean, I understand why they do it, why they talk about it. But you have a lot in their ranks that like to go above and beyond with it. So... But they're not going to get labeled. They're not going to label no... Unless they go... Are there any black groups labeled as hate groups? I think the Hebrew Israelites are, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Do you going to take them to the range? I ain't take them to the range, man. Matter of fact, there's a weapons range not too far away from my house. I need to. I ain't been to a weapons range since I got out the Army. So we're going on. I've been out the Army... I've been out the Army 7 years. I ain't even been to a weapons range in 7 years. But I need to. I mean, I got a lot of stuff I want to do. I'm trying to get him to get his damn driver's license, man. Shoot. So, I'm trying to get him to get focused because he graduates high school. He'll be a senior next year. So, I'm trying to get my oldest, like, listen, we got to get your mind right because we got to figure out what the hell you're going to do with your life, B. I already told him, like, listen, if you're going to the military, all else fails, you're going to the Air Force. If you're going to college, we got to figure out what you want to be because you're not going to go to college just for some BS. You're going to go to college because it's a requirement for what you want to do with your life, right? So basically STEM or law. Or he's going to learn this IT stuff. Even if he never uses it, at least he'll have it in his back pocket so he can use it later on. Or he's going to start his own business. But we got to figure out what he wants to start a business in, right? I mean, my son, he's like a typical 16-year-old kid. You know, just the 16-year-olds of today for the most part. He just likes to play games, lounge around and shit. Like I said, this martial arts thing is really because I want him to learn how to defend himself. But we got to figure out what's going on. You know, I got a lot of things I want to do with my boy, but man. This parenting thing is something else, B. But yeah, there's a weapons range not too far away from where I live. I ain't even been up in there yet, but I'm thinking about, now that you mention it, because I had my brother ask me that I want to go a couple weeks back, and something happened where I couldn't go, but I think I'm going to go and try to make some time to go. Fighting, shooting, fishing. Yeah, I ain't doing all that. I mean, fishing, camping, off-road. I don't know about all that stuff, man. Yeah, anyways. We got about 15 more minutes before they finish. But yeah, man, so. Yeah, I don't know, man. Kanye, he's, I don't know. I want to see how this is going to play out, man. Because it's like he's doing the most. I get it. And I don't disagree with his sentiments. Because like I say, we've all known this. He's just being extra vocal with it and bringing a lot of attention to it. But I'm like, dude, you got to know the things you're saying is about to piss these people off even more. And they're really going to start trying to drop the hammer on you. And so I'm just like, What is his end goal here at the end of the day? I don't know. A1, when's your show, man? Is it going to be on Wednesdays? What day you doing it, man? You doing it like once a week? Every day? Like, how's it going to work? Chat still working. A1 still in here? All right, probably bounce. All right, anyways, I'm about to bounce. So, oh, there he is. Oh, Wednesday's at 3. Oh, there you go. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Wednesday's 3 p.m. Pacific. What is that like? Is that like 7 p.m. East Coast time or something? That's when A1 gonna be doing this thing on the Uncut Underground. I ain't even a part of the Uncut. I pay these niggas money and I promote it. But if y'all ain't checked it out, man, go check it out. It's they be getting lit. They be over there uncensored. Might get your feelings hurt with some of the crap they be saying up in there, but it be lit up in there, man. You know, it's 5 Central, 6 Eastern. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you go check out Uncut Underground, man. They got that thing jumping over there. All right, anyways, I'm about to chuck deuces, man. So I just want to talk about that. Y'all go sub to Tech G. Tech G, baby. You need to sign in. You pay your... You got to sign up. So it's $10 a month, right? And they got the chat box, but you could put in an alias. You ain't got to put your real name in there. Like I say, it's Ty City. They ain't on that old doxing and all that bullshit. But it's lit. Go sign up, man. They be in there getting it, man. They be in there roasting niggas, clowning niggas all day long. Ain't got to worry about people fouling copyright strikes for using their content. So we be watching everybody's stuff up in there. Ty City be pulling all the clips. Everybody crap. He ain't got to worry about nobody hitting him with a copyright strike. Be lit up in there. Yeah, man. Uncut Underground. Y'all go sign up for that, man. They need to pay me a market and a finder's fee. What do you call them? Little fee? An affiliate fee or something like that, man. Ty City, give me like $10 a month, man. Give me a free membership and I'll promote Uncut Underground to everybody I can. All right, y'all. I'm about to go. Y'all be easy. Peace.